As you said, electoral barriers are very common and are very different across different regimes. Sometimes they're a matter of legacy of certain state and also national pride, if they take pride in republicanism or, for example, acts of democracies, which would mean casting a ballot and so on. But nevertheless, there are certain mechanisms to improve that. For example, first of all, lowering the voting age, passive and active. Lowering the voting age and at the same time basically lowering the threshold to cast a vote, but also to stand as a candidate. Then automatic voter registration. I know that basically continental Europe doesn't have a problem with that, but most of or many other states, countries have. Then information campaigns regarding the process. A lot of the times, or most of the time, people aren't even aware of basically election campaigns when they're going on, especially if there are campaigns for the European Parliament, for example, or local elections and so on. Then basically putting a cap on election campaign expenses, which would actually allow then non-formal initiatives or youth group of young individuals or a group of citizens to compete on an equal level basis and not basically demand from them to be a millionaire in order to have a decent chance of getting elected. Then also regulating media. And this would actually be in many ways. For example, it can be a ban on election advertising, which would actually then create an opportunity for others to be on a more equal footing, and at the same time create, for example, opportunities for different candidates to present themselves on an equal basis, for example, 5 minutes for each candidate or common debates and so on. We know a lot about presidential debates, but we forget there are only about two candidates. In reality, there are numerous candidates, there are many candidates. So basically, when we create these kinds of mechanisms or regulation, we usually also exclude. So basically, we have to be really careful when devising these sorts of mechanisms, and especially we basically crash into a wall which is called corporate interest. So in that sense, we stand a little chance of improving the entire situation in that sense, particularly if we take into account that, for example, one of the biggest democracies in the world don't have a functioning public mass media house. So basically they operate in terms of having media they operate in terms of of being informed by six main media conglomerates. And in that sense, also the internet has to be taken with a bit of caution. The internet is good because it's a matter of convenience, but it does not improve the entire pattern of participation. The ones who participated offline or via the internet, because it's easier for them, it basically does not create such a big transaction costs. But in general, it does not improve the level of participation. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Mr.